What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It started with a single video. One short, hastily edited TikTok. The kind that usually gets lost in the endless scroll of half-baked theories and viral gossip. But this one? This one had the perfect mix of shock value, misinformation, and just enough real names to make it seem plausible. The claim was outrageous. That criminal defense attorney Anthony Rico had quit his legal defense over something involving necromancy charges. No specifics, no sources, just the phrase necromancy charges, thrown out like it was a fact. And in the way only the internet can manage, people took that phrase and ran with it. In reality, there was no such charge. No mention of necromancy in any court documents, legal filings, or public records. Rico's name had come up in an entirely separate legal matter. But nowhere in any official source was he connected to what this TikTok was implying. That didn't matter. The internet isn't built for facts, it's built for sensation. Within hours, the claim spread. The video was stitched, reposted, commented on. People repeated the phrase as if it had already been confirmed. Then someone in the comments, probably trying to be funny, said, "Wait, do they mean necrophilia?" And that was it. That was all it took. What started as a wild, baseless claim about necromancy, literally the practice of communicating with the dead, mutated into something even worse. An accusation of necrophilia. An actual, very serious crime. And just like that, a game of digital telephone had taken a random conspiracy theory and turned it into a full-blown, stomach-churning scandal. Now, here's the thing about misinformation. It doesn't spread because people want to be wrong. It spreads because it feels right. It plays into existing fears, existing biases, existing narratives people are already invested in. And by the time someone stops to ask, "Wait, does any of this actually make sense?" the damage is already done. On TikTok, users started stitching together unrelated clips, old interviews, courtroom footage, and completely fabricated statements, all edited together in ways that made it look like the necrophilia claim had real backing. A thread popped up on Reddit, linking the conspiracy to other equally baseless theories. And then Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it, got a hold of it, and the hashtags started rolling in. Never mind that there was no trial involving necromancy. Never mind that necromancy isn't even a crime in U.S. law. It's literally just an old term for ritualistic communication with the dead. Something more at home in a fantasy novel than in a courtroom. None of that mattered. Once a word gets attached to a viral story, it sticks. Even when it makes no sense. And that's exactly what happened here. What started as a TikTok comment section joke turned into full-blown confusion. People started saying that the necromancy charge was actually a cover-up for necrophilia, despite zero evidence, zero records, and zero reason to believe it. No reputable news outlet had reported it, no legal documents supported it, and yet, in certain corners of the internet, it had become the story. This is how misinformation works. It doesn't need facts, just engagement. It didn't take long for actual news sites to take notice. But here's the problem. By the time fact-checkers stepped in, it was too late. Radar Online, The Express Tribune, and Holar Magazine all debunked the claims, publishing articles explaining that there was no legal case involving necromancy, no actual charges, and that the whole thing had been blown wildly out of proportion by social media speculation. But that didn't matter either, because in the minds of some, Debunking doesn't mean something isn't true. It just means they don't want you to know. The same people who had spread the rumor in the first place started saying the fact-checking was part of a cover-up. Why are they so desperate to deny it, they asked. There must be something to it. This is the psychology of internet rumors. The more you try to correct them, the stronger they become. People who want to believe in a conspiracy will always find a way to make the facts fit their narrative. It's not about what's real. It's about what feels true to the people who want it to be. And in this case, what felt true was that something sinister was being hidden. The misinformation machine had done its job. A completely fabricated claim, born from a TikTok comment section, had now become an entrenched internet conspiracy. Some believed it. Some spread it for clicks. And some, maybe the most dangerous group of all, didn't care if it was true or not. They just wanted to see how far they could push it. And that's where this story truly begins. Because when something like this takes off, it doesn't just fade away. It grows. It mutates. And before long, people start demanding proof of something that never existed in the first place. If there's one thing the internet loves, it's a good conspiracy. And when it comes to celebrities, nothing seems to capture people's imagination quite like black magic. The idea that powerful figures secretly practice occult rituals to gain influence, protect themselves, or manipulate the world around them isn't new. It's been floating around for decades. And when Diddy's legal troubles became headline news, the internet did what it always does. It started looking for a deeper, darker explanation. At the center of this particular theory, a tattoo. Back in 2017, Diddy got a massive back tattoo of a Madonna and child, a striking black and white design of a woman cradling a baby, surrounded by artistic flourishes. At the time, it was just another celebrity tattoo. But years later, as accusations against him began piling up, people went back, zoomed in, and started making connections. The theory? That this wasn't just any Madonna and child, it was actually Azalea Dantor, a powerful spirit in Haitian Vodou associated with motherhood, vengeance, and protection. Azalea Dantor is often depicted as a black Madonna figure, similar in artistic style to the tattoo on Diddy's back. In Vodou beliefs, she's a fierce warrior spirit, a protector of women and children, and in some interpretations, a force that grants power in exchange for devotion. Suddenly, people weren't just seeing a tattoo, they were seeing a message, a symbol, a connection to something supernatural. Of course, none of this came from Diddy himself. He never publicly explained the meaning behind the tattoo, but when conspiracy theories take off, they don't need confirmation. Just enough ambiguity to let people fill in the blanks themselves. People started retroactively linking the tattoo to his legal troubles, claiming that it was proof he had been involved in occult practices for years, long before the lawsuits and accusations surfaced. The argument went like this. If he was really using black magic, then of course nothing could touch him. He had been rich and powerful for decades. He had survived controversies, legal battles, and the shifting tides of the music industry. Was it just luck? Or was something else at play? The speculation didn't stop at tattoos. The 1999 Central Park ritual was next. This allegation didn't come from internet detectives or anonymous Reddit users. It came from Gene Deal, Diddy's former bodyguard, in a 2024 Hulu documentary. According to Deal, he witnessed a strange event involving Diddy right before his 2001 acquittal on weapons charges. Here's what he claimed. On the night of the alleged ritual, Diddy and a small group gathered in Central Park. A white bird was released into the air. It flew briefly, then suddenly dropped dead. That was it. That was the whole story. No chanting, no candles, no pentagrams. Just a bird, a crowd, and a moment that, to an outside observer, could have been anything. Maybe the bird had a heart attack. Maybe it flew into something. Maybe it was just a coincidence. But the way Deal told it, this was not a coincidence. He believed something more was going on, that this was some kind of ritual for protection, an offering or a supernatural act meant to secure Diddy's legal victory. There's no official record of this happening. No photos, no video, no second witness to confirm it. But it didn't matter. The claim took off online. Some argued that this was another example of hidden power at play, pointing out how, despite multiple legal issues over the years, Diddy had always seemed to land on his feet. Others dismissed it outright, calling it just another urban legend. One of those stories that float around hip-hop culture, whispered from one generation to the next, but never actually proven. And that's the tricky thing about black magic allegations. They're rarely backed by concrete evidence. Instead, they exist in a space where coincidence and confirmation bias do all the heavy lifting. This wasn't the first time someone in the hip-hop industry had been linked to occult practices either. Over the years, various rappers and producers had been accused, sometimes seriously, sometimes jokingly, of using rituals, symbolism, or supernatural forces to rise to power. The Illuminati rumors of the early 2000s followed the same playbook. Take a few mysterious details, mix in some real-world success, and suddenly it's not just talent and hard work, it's a deal with the devil. Diddy's case fit the pattern perfectly. He was wealthy, powerful, and controversial, the ideal candidate for a conspiracy theory. And yet, despite all the rumors, no real evidence has ever surfaced connecting him to any actual black magic practice. The tattoo? An artistic choice. The Central Park story? Unverified. Every other mention of rituals, symbolism, or supernatural power? Just speculation layered on top of other speculation. But that's not how the internet works. Once a rumor catches fire, it doesn't matter if it's true. It just matters if it's interesting enough to spread. For all the noise, all the hashtags, all the dramatic speculation, one simple fact remains. There is not a single piece of evidence tying Diddy to necromancy, necrophilia, or any other supernatural crime. None. Zero. It never existed outside of the internet's imagination. But by the time that truth caught up, it didn't matter. The damage had already been done. What Diddy is actually facing is serious enough. Multiple allegations of sex trafficking, racketeering, and other criminal activities. These are legal battles playing out in real time, backed by lawsuits, witness testimony, and government investigations. But somehow, instead of focusing on the actual charges, the internet latched onto an absurd claim about black magic and necrophilia, twisting reality into a spectacle even courtroom dramas couldn't dream up. It started, as most of these things do, with a misunderstanding. When criminal defense attorney Anthony Rico withdrew from representing one of Diddy's associates, someone online decided to attach a completely fictional reason to it. Rico quit because of necromancy charges. That phrase, typed out in a single TikTok comment, was the match that lit the fire. Never mind that no such charges exist anywhere in the legal filings. Never mind that necromancy isn't even a crime in any meaningful legal sense. Once the claim spread, people weren't asking whether it was true. They were just running with it. By the time Rico himself clarified that his departure had nothing to do with anything supernatural, by the time legal experts pointed out that if necromancy or necrophilia were actually on the table, there would be witnesses, evidence, and a clear-cut criminal case, it was too late. People had already convinced themselves that the absence of proof was somehow proof in itself. That classic conspiracy theory logic? Why isn't there any evidence? Because they don't want you to see it. But let's be clear, if Diddy had been charged with any crime remotely related to tampering with human remains, there would be a massive, unmistakable paper trail. Prosecutors don't quietly file charges like that under the radar. There would be forensic reports, investigations, warrants, something, anything. Instead, there was absolutely nothing. And yet, that didn't stop internet users from piecing together half-truths and unrelated events into a grand theory of sorcery, sacrifice, and scandal. A major part of the problem? Most people don't actually know what necromancy is. The word alone sounds sinister, and Hollywood has conditioned people to associate it with dark rituals and forbidden magic. In reality, it's just an outdated term for trying to communicate with the dead, often linked to folklore and religious practices rather than anything criminal. And while laws exist against abuse of corpses or tampering with human remains, no one has accused Diddy of anything even remotely resembling those crimes. Then there was the game of internet telephone, how necromancy somehow evolved into necrophilia, an actual felony, despite no connection between the two. Someone joked about it in a TikTok comment, and before long, people were repeating it as fact. That's how misinformation thrives. People see a claim, repeat it without checking, and suddenly it becomes common knowledge. This isn't the first time a public figure has been falsely accused of occult activity. Jay-Z, Beyoncé, Rihanna, and Kanye West have all been labeled as Illuminati members over the years, accused of using secret symbols, dark rituals, and supernatural forces to stay on top. Conspiracy theorists have scoured their music videos for hidden messages, zoomed in on tattoos, and made entire careers out of selling the idea that celebrities are part of some secret, all-powerful order. It's never been proven. It's never been backed by any real evidence. And yet, people keep believing it. The reason is simple. We live in an era where scandal sells faster than truth. People don't want boring legal proceedings. They want drama, mystery, and a story so wild, it feels too big to be fake. Social media thrives on fast, shocking content where nuance gets lost in 10-second clips and clickbait headlines. And in a world where news travels at the speed of a retweet, falsehoods often outrun corrections. This case is a perfect example of how quickly misinformation can spin out of control. What started as a baseless TikTok claim turned into thousands of posts, comments, and theories, all built on nothing. Even when news outlets stepped in to fact-check, debunking didn't slow the rumor. It just gave conspiracy theorists more fuel. And in the end, it distracted from what actually mattered. Diddy's legal troubles are real. The accusations against him are serious. But instead of focusing on the genuine ongoing cases, on the allegations that actually have evidence, testimonies, and investigations behind them, the internet got lost in fantasy, chasing ghosts and shadows instead of the truth. So what's the lesson here? It's simple. Fact check before you share. Ask yourself, does this claim make sense? Where's the evidence? Is this coming from a reliable source? Because if this case has proven anything, it's that a single ridiculous rumor can spread faster than reality. And once people believe a lie, getting them to unbelieve it is nearly impossible.
He was charming, handsome, a devoted husband, a doting father. When his wife died tragically in a freak accident, everyone pitied him. He played the role so well, grieving widower, devastated, single dad, just trying to put the pieces back together. But the thing about perfect men, they're usually hiding something. And this one was hiding everything. The affair, the insurance policy, the other wife in another state who had no idea she was married to a walking crime scene. If she had only subscribed to True Crime Today, Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, she could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, she could have seen through the lies. She could have gotten out while she still had the chance. Instead, she's just another case we'll be covering next week. Don't be her. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretsky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.